last four of the 4 weeks of the Mastering the Law of Attraction. I am Max Ryan from MaxRyan.net, and I'm so glad that you're all here and we've made it through 4 weeks. Say yes if you are happy that we've gotten through these 4 weeks.
Yes.
Awesome. So, I mean, we say yes, but I have a little bit of sadness that our road's coming to an end in this form, but we're going to talk about how we can move forward in other forms. But today is really important. Before I started the recording, Allison was talking. We're going to bring up some of the stuff. So, Allison, keep some notes because I want to ask you some of those other things in a second. But today, we are going to, just so you all know, there's going to be a few people coming in late today. Some people can't make it, but the group's core group, which is fine. We're going to go over quickly. I know that we've been going over things and going into detail, but we're going to quickly go over the three steps about vibration, about the three steps that we've gone through, and then the bulk of this class tonight is really for you. It's really for you to celebrate your matches, to celebrate what's going on, to share challenges or questions that you have, and moving forward, and how I can help you in any of those ways. That's the most important thing. Creating community is the most important thing, because, you know, as we move into this world of really, and there's a specific reason I want to tell you all, there's a reason that I don't just call this Law of Attraction class, because to me, it is about mastering the Law of Attraction. And when I say mastering, I mean, and I've approached this before in the class, is that this is about integration into who you are. I consider applying Law of Attraction and mastering it, I consider it a serious spiritual path, because it's valid and it interweaves with the Course in Miracles, it interweaves with Christianity, it interweaves with Buddhism, it interweaves with the Kabbalah, actually. And so path in and of itself, and it also integrates. So I specifically said, I want to call this Mastering the Law of Attraction, because in order for you to really see what a powerful creator you are, it's to be consistent and to have support by people that are doing this work, people like me, people like your fellow classmates, and people in your life that you're going to naturally, if you stick with this, you're naturally going to start to vibrate, attract people that are going to match your vibration anyway, that are going to be doing this kind of work. But the world, like the Course in Miracles says, you know, the world, the thinking of the world is 180 degrees away from the thinking of God. That's what the Course in Miracles says. And so the Law of Attraction is sort of, on some level, it is very, well, not on some level, on a very practical level, it is 180 degrees away from the thinking of the world. Because the thinking of the world is all about, gotta, work, gotta, you don't deserve, you will never get it, all of those kind of negative kinds of ways of looking at the world. And that is what it's all set up. The world of, well, nature is not, but man's ego is set up so that it's, you have to prove yourself, you've got to separate yourself, you've got to compete with others, you've got to compete with yourself. That is so completely opposite of really the basic tenets of Law of Attraction. Now, with that being said, we're going to do a quick...
Struggle is a huge component, too.
Who was that?
I'm sorry, it's Connie. I said struggle is a huge component in the world, too.
Thank you very much for bringing that up, Connie. That's right. And if we've been working with the Law of Attraction, we know. In the Law of Attraction, is it about struggle? Yes or no?
No.
No. It is not. Is it about relief and flow?
Yes.
Because our natural inheritance is well-being and miracles. And if we allow it more, the reason, the only reason that we're not experiencing that is that we are cutting it off. We're cutting it off. Our ego is going, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it better, I can do it better, I swear I can do it this way, this way. And our ego is keeping us away from that. Not that ego is bad, it's just that the ego needs to be the second stop, not the first. So we're going to do a quick little review, and then I want to get into all of your comments. Say yes if you're ready to do a really quick review.
Yes,
okay. All right. So we know that the law of attraction, the definition of a law of attraction is I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. And the next part is whether what? What are the two things? Focus is whether
positive or negative.
Positive or negative, exactly. And another way of saying the law of attraction is that you could say it's all about vibes. And a vibe is a short word for what?
Vibration.
Vibrations. And a vibration is a mood or a feeling. And when do we have moods or feelings?
All the time.
All the time, that's right. So we have a mood or feeling all the time, and those vibrations are going out in the world. And it's either a negative vibration or a positive vibration. What's two positive vibrations? Yell them out.
Love and joy.
Love and joy, I love it.
Passion, excitement.
Yay. And what's two negative vibrations? Or three, or
anger,
four?
Anger, frustration.
Anger, frustration, very good. Now, that we are either having negative vibrations or positive vibrations. And if you really, really, really look at it, if you really feel, because one of the first things we said in our first class is that this is about being, about having a really good vibrational meter reader. And our vibrational meter reader is our feelings. And so our feelings tend to always fall. They pretty much are never in the middle. They are either more positive or negative, or they're definitely positive or they're definitely negative. And so to be a deliberate attractor, the first step is to be aware of your feelings. So as we go through life, to be aware, what am I feeling? So that's a really important thing for us to move forward. So the law of attraction it has one job description, and it's two words. What is the job description for law of attraction?
Mass vibration.
Very good. You are so good. Give yourself a round of applause. Yay. So all it's doing is matching vibrations. So if you're feeling love, it's matching what?
Love.
And if you're feeling anger, it's matching? Anger, that's right. I love that. So your feelings are so important and so important. And way back on the first day, we talked about how our words are affecting our results. And we had four boxes, and we shook a whole bunch of dictionary upside down. And in the very first box, we put words. And we put all the words together, and in our mind, the words create what?
Thoughts.
Very good. Thoughts. And the thoughts create what in the next box?
Vibrations.
Very good. And those vibrations create what?
The results.
Results. And the results are either?
Positive or negative.
Mm-hmm. Or like I was said at the beginning, that last box results could be like your life. This is your life. The words create your thoughts, create your vibration, and creates your life. So if we want to change our results, we have to change our vibrations. If we want to change our vibrations, we have to change our what?
Thoughts.
And if we want to change our thoughts, we want to change our?
Words.
And if we really want to go deep, there's a box before this, which is actually when we get into, we don't talk about so much in this class, but when we get into more deeper spiritual work, there's a box before the words, which is really your underlying being. But we won't talk about that now. So if you're getting results that's not good, because do positive people sometimes get negative results? That's right. So there is a very, very simple reset button that we can do when we are not getting the results we want. And it's a very, very simple, simple thing. But before we get to the reset button, there are three words that we want to try to avoid in our three words.
Don't, not, and no.
Good. Don't, not, and no. So we're going to try to, your homework from now and the rest of your life is to eliminate don't, not, and no from your vocabulary. Now, sometimes you have to use them. But in general, in this process, we want to be able to go, oh, look at that. I'm saying no, or I'm saying don't. So we say, I don't want to be late. Your reset button, what's the sentence that you say when you say, I don't want to be late? What's the reset button, everyone?
I want
to be early or on time.
Yeah, that's the result. So in between
what
that.
What do I want?
Oh, what do
right.
I want?
Let's all say, so what do I want?
What do I want?
What do I want?
Good. So when you catch yourself saying, I don't want that, you stop, you hear my voice, like Carol told me today. Carol hears my voice in her head, right?
Oh, all the time, honey.
And
you
what
too,
is my voice saying? What's my voice saying to you, Carol?
What?
What do I want? Good. So
what do I want?
That's exactly. So when you change the words, you change your vibration. So if you go from I don't want to be late as I want to be on time or I want to be early, the vibration changes. All we're looking for is a shift in vibration. It's really important we know this. We're just looking for a shift in vibration. We're not going to be like, oh, my goodness, we want a miracle. We know miracles happen. But all you need to go is like, oh, that feels better. That's it. That's it. Don't make it too complicated. Just go, oh, that feels better, and then you move on. Now, we also talked about relationships and our relationships with others. Say yes if you really like learning about vibrations and relationships.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. And it was really important. Really important. So we talked about it in terms of pretending that there was a radio and that if you're on a really high frequency, like 95, that's a high positive vibration, and then someone in your life is on 30, they're in a negative vibration, the space between 30 and 95, what can we call that? What is that?
Resistance.
Very good. It's our resistance. It's when we walk into a room and we go, ooh, doesn't feel right. That person doesn't feel right. Or we also started to talk about that person is not a, starts with an M.
Match.
That's right. Not a match. So we can help them to raise their vibration. How can we help them to raise their vibration? If they're saying, I don't like my life. I don't want this.
What do you want?
Very good. And then you become their, you either become their pain in the ass or their hero. But you know what you will do when you're doing that? You will teach them how to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You only accept so much negativity in the world, in your life, and say, okay, that's great. That's what, you have 3 minutes of negativity. We're moving on now. Because if you are observing negativity and looking at it and allowing it to come into your vibration, is law of attraction matching it?
Yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
What did you say, Trisha?
Unfortunately, yes. It matches it perfectly.
Unfortunately, yes. That's why the phrase that we love so much here is mind my vibration. Let's say that.
Mind my vibration.
So it's really important that you're going to observe negative things in your life for how long?
Briefly.
Good. Great. So there's a three-step formula for our deliberate attraction. Step one is what do we have to do?
Contrast and clarity.
Contrast and clarity.
That's the tool. The tool, the step is to identify my desire or to know what we want, and the tool is to use our contrast of clarity. Step two is what?
Give my desire attention.
That's right, give my desire. And what's the tool we use for that?
Desire statement.
The desire statement, very good. And step three is?
Allow.
To allow, very good, to allow. And the, there's a few tools that we can use to allow, and we went over this last week. What are the tools we can use for allowing, to help allow? It's on your last page.
That may be.
It's like the institution, the journal, the evidence.
Right.
That's right. So that's one. So you are logging your in your journal. Very good. You're recording the evidence. What else?
Celebrate match. The closeness.
Very good. Celebrate the closeness of the match. And then what's the other one? For figure outers, people that want to control everything. It's really good for them.
Let the law of attraction figure it out. Letting
Very
it go.
Very good. Ding, ding, ding. Yay. Let the law of attraction figure it out.
Hmm.
Now, when we do that, that is really a step in allowing. It's not always the easiest one to do, but it sure does help. Okay. So that is basically the three steps and some of the basics behind everything that we talked about. Today, I'm going to open it up, and we're going to have a good discussion. I know that I want to help you to you know, feel this in your life, see how it's happening, really, really understand it, and I want to help you really hear what other people are saying and what they're going through, because as I know for myself and the people that I work with, when you are in community with other people, you really learn at a deeper and faster level. When it's just what I want to say, as a teacher watching students, I see people. Everyone processes differently, and everyone's a different, you know, type, you know, a different learner. There's kinesthetic learners, there's visual, audio, digital learners, there's all of that stuff. But the one thing that needs to be a balance, I really believe, on some, especially actually on a phone, in a phone class, is that if we just are absorbing, and we don't form the thought and our opinion and be able to get it and form that and get it out of our mouth and reflect it out into the world, your learning isn't as deep. But in a group like this, it's safe. It's really safe to be like, I'm not sure. It's okay. Any question is fine here. As long as, you know, you're taking some in, you're listening to me, you're listening to your fellow students, and then you're sort of getting it out of your mouth to ask a question or to clarify something or to, you know, remember I said in the desire statement, one of the most important things is that you don't just write it down. What is one of the most important things?
Is it share it? Speak it out loud or something?
Speak it out loud and to share it. That adds a whole other dimension to the manifestation process. And it's not just because it's metaphysically sound, you know, does create manifestation, but it's also because your whole focus, you go from, you know, the way behave state to a very, very clear focus state when you're able to get it out in the world in this town. Capiche, everyone?
Capiche.
Capiche. I love that. Okay. All right. So I have a hunch that there's quite a few people waiting to share some stuff. But first, actually, I'm going to ask, because before the call, before we started the recording, Allison was talking. Allison, would you like to start with your question or comment, or would you like someone else to?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Allison. What would you like to share or ask?
Well, my question was, and I think you kind of hit it before, which was about, it's about allowing, I think. So this is what happened to me was, it was right before, actually, the other LOA class that I took. an old flame, Facebook friended me. Now, this is a person who, he was my best friend about 12 years ago. And we were really connected, and my boyfriend, too, but we were best friends, and he moved away 3,000 miles away for his job. And so we really didn't stay connected over the years. And so in the meantime, I got married, like a very short marriage, a few years, and then divorced. And in the divorce, I was just really thinking about him a lot. And it's like, where is he? Where is he? You know, like why isn't he contacting me? That kind of thing. Because he had moved back here to the East Coast. And so, you know, so a month ago, he Facebook friended me out of the blue. And I met him last week. And so I didn't know how it was going to go. You know, I just was, you know, putting it out there in my bubble that everything would be great and positive, you know, putting positive energy into it. You know, and he since emailed me and said it would be, like, fun to meet up again. And, you know, I think so things are kind of going to be going really well. So my question was, like, I don't feel, you know, we're supposed to celebrate it and everything. And I feel truly grateful. Like, it almost feels like kind of like a dream. Like, it's amazing that he's back in my life. But at the same time, I don't feel like this giddy, like, over-the-top excitement that I thought I would be feeling that, it just feels like it's like almost like meant to be, but not in a kind of exciting kind of way. So I thought there would have been something wrong with that. But, you know, I put it out there. I let it. Oh, the main point is I just told my friend, like right the day that he Facebook friended me, I told my friend, I really don't care if I'm in a relationship. I'm like fine by myself. And I like completely accepted that. And then this was at work, and I went home, and I saw that he Facebook friended me.
Uh-huh. Yep. And see, that is, there's a couple of things going on here. I won't get into to all the metaphysics of this, and actually what some other intuitive stuff. But really, class, everyone here, do you see how she worked, and she didn't even realize that she did step three?
Yeah, she released it and it came to her. She allowed it.
Wow.
You know that what's that cheesy poem from the 80s? What's the cheesy thing? Let it go, and it will come back to you if it was meant to be or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a butterfly, Max.
My life is a cheesy poem.
Carol, were you going to say something?
Yeah, it was about a butterfly. If you let it go and it returns, it was meant to be. If not, you set it free.
Oh, right.
Right. And actually, on one of my Course in Miracles calls, I use that poem, and there's a lot of very fun. You should look it up, everyone. There's some funny ones on the Internet, actually. But I'm just using that because that's the example of it. I mean, that's allow it. You let it go because even before you, when you were telling me this before the recording, you were saying you were needy.
Mm-hmm.
And is a needy vibration positive or negative?
Negative.
It's negative. So mm-hmm. It's going to repel.
Right.
It's repel. And, you know, as soon as we have any kind of that, and, you know, it's not that it's bad to be needy. It's not a bad thing. We're putting judgment on it. It's just like, you know what? It's not the best to attract things. And you let it go because you were okay. And mm-hmm. there's a whole vibration that you're, it's just much more mature.
Mm-hmm.
It's just much more mature. You're a grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids can't, you know, and you know, with the way that you said that, you know, young love and everything is giddy and it's like that. But you know what? Other kinds of love as it grows, it's much simpler. And it's, and those things come and go, but it sounds to me like it's all really meant to be. It sounds great.
Okay.
So you really did step three, and you weren't even aware of it. So good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
I told him to read The Power of Now. He's going to be reading it.
Yes. Yeah, you know, thank you for bringing that up. That's it's one of my favorite books, and I reread it quite often. And if anyone here is interested, it is one of the most powerful books.
It's my favorite book now. It changed my life.
Oh, I'm glad, Allison.
Thank you.
I love turning people on to that book.
Mm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's give Allison a big round of applause.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Good. Awesome. And, oh, I wanted to just address this other thing with you. You were like, you weren't jumping up around and down celebrating everything. It doesn't have to be like that. You know, I think I've mentioned that before. It's like, you know, I do celebrating in all different ways. I do it quite obvious because I have a bigger personality and stuff, and it's just fun. But there's ways of celebrating that are so simple and quiet that we all do that. You know, when you get that little tickle inside, like, you know, like I was in Central Park today and I was walking around. You know, I kept seeing these dogs and these kids and all these little things that were so beautiful. And I wasn't going, whoa. Inside I was going, ah.
Exactly.
Oh. So there's celebrating like that too. Mm-hmm. It's just noticing and putting our attention, energy, and focus on something that feels good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So who would like to ask a question or share anything next?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Max?
Ray?
Yeah, that's right, from Australia. Good morning or evening, I suppose, your time. So, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here. Everyone, let's say hi, Australia.
Hi,
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, Ray, it's great to hear your voice. I'm so glad.
Yeah, and it's been great hearing all the classes, and thank you to all the participants, because your feedback and your questions have been so valuable to me as well. So, you know, having going through the same thing, it's been great to have these sort of like insights into your experiences. The question I have briefly, Max, is with the desire statements, etc. So when you have a few things having to go on in life, say it can be, you know, you've got four or five desire statements based on different requirements, etc. So how do you just then find time to focus on them in a day, or do you do them? I think it's more the management of it. Do you prioritize it, or do you decide? You know, so that's the confusing thing for me. If it's only one or two, I can handle that. When it's three or four or five, I think, oh, which one do I do now? And if I do all five, will that dilute the one, etc.? That's my question.
Okay, that's great. Great question, Ray. Thank you. Great question. And boy, you have a very strong line. You sound like you're next door to me. It's amazing. okay, so I just want to clarify with the desire statement. It's a really wonderful question. So what we do is we take our clarity list from whatever it is. And let's just use my example that I use. My ideal home. Okay, so I used my ideal home. And so and then I give you those four kind of prompts. There's sort of five. I love it when, I love knowing my ideal. I'm excited at the thought of, I have decided, I love the thought of. Those are the four kind of prompts that we're going to put into the desire statement. And are you following me, Ray?
Yep, absolutely.
So I might say, I love it when my home in Provence is blooming with flowers. Or I love knowing that my ideal home is a great place in the south of France where I can serve my friends dinner. I'm excited at the thought of my friends coming to my home in France and partying at all hours and swimming and eating. I've decided that I'm going to feel really good in my new home. So those are the statements. Now,
mm-hmm.
You can do these in different ways. First of all, just saying them the way that I did right now is great. But you can just take a few if you want to, or you can do more. This is where you got to figure it out for yourself. You got to figure this out. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I did give you an example of something very simple just there. So you take the four prompts and you fill them in. Make sense?
Yep.
Or you can do, and if anyone here is familiar with Abraham Hicks, Ray, are you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
Yes, I am, yep.
They would call the desire statement the rampage of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So they would say, I just love knowing that this isn't happening. And when first you say, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal home. It has so much storage space. And I love Provence because it makes me feel so amazing when I'm in Provence. And when I'm in Provence, I'm going to have two big black poodles. And those black poodles are going to eat out of the same bowl every day that's underneath the fruit trees. And it's going to be so great because I've got this Porsche, and this Porsche is going to drive up to this amazing farmhouse, and we're going to have great dinners there, and it feels so great to know that I can send out from my house invitations to all my friends to come and hang out with me. Oh, and also, I love the idea of having one room in my house where it's just my office, and I can write my books, I can do my work, I can talk to people from all over the world, and then when the day is done, I can sit on the patio with a glass of wine and say, the law of attraction is happening for me, attracting this for me all now. That's a rampage of appreciation. What I did before is like the very simple, and then the rampage of appreciation is the really more, did you see the difference in it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we got that.
One was very improvisational. I just went with what made me feel good, and I knew exactly what it was, and I could visualize it and all that stuff, so I filled it in. Now, this is what you need to do is, what we need to do in Law of Attraction, is that you either get with other people like us and start saying these things or start telling people, saying, you know what, I've really realized I know exactly the kind of home that I want. And it's a house in Provence, and I even have a picture of it. It feels so good just knowing that. Doing that alone, Ray, does that give it attention, energy, and focus?
Yes, it does. Yep. Absolutely.
So it can be that simple, or it could be that long monologue.
Okay.
You want.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Okay.
Does that help?
Absolutely. Makes sense. I've just got one more question as well. When you're in your vibrational bubble and say you're elsewhere, your work or your spouse or whatever, and their vibrational bubble is negative, so to speak, how do you actually protect your own? Are there any tools which you can protect your own vibrational bubble beside affirmations or?
Well, there's a few things. Well, what happens is, that's a great question. Say yes if you can relate to what Ray is saying.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us can relate to that either with our partner or friends or family. Okay? So someone else is contaminating your bubble, right? Or it's what's on the TV is contaminating your bubble, or what's in the news is contaminating your bubble, or whatever.
Yep.
Okay, so it's something's contaminating your bubble because it's in there. So there's ways to do this. Remember, I said earlier, I said that we have to mind our vibration, right? Ray, remember?
Yeah.
So minding our vibration is making sure that we only allow certain things in. If it's negative, how long are we supposed to be observing it?
Briefly.
For a short time, briefly.
Or briefly. Now, I'll tell you what. If we're talking about our partner or our spouse that we've been with for a while, and now you're suddenly, because when we do this work, we start to go, oh, my goodness, wow, wowie zowie. They are not matching me. And I didn't realize that they weren't matching me. And now you're going to start to see everybody, and everyone here is going to – well, let me ask you, everyone, before I keep going on with this answer, everyone in the class, have you noticed more in the last 4 weeks where you're not matching vibrations with people in your life?
By far, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So one thing you can do is what I said before. You can apply the reset sentence button to your mate. So they say, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good. Or they're complaining. You say, so what do you want? How would it make you feel better? ask them questions that are going to shift their vibration more towards the positive. So you can ask them those questions. And then there comes the time, if that doesn't, you know, it takes a little bit because you're going to have to, because when we're with a partner that we've been with for a while, it's going to be like, they're going to be like, what are you, crazy? What's wrong with you? Because you're, you're just not accepting their vibration anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll go, I think it's got to come, of course it's got to come up from a true place that you really are concerned. You want to know what they do want to feel. What do they want? Because if you can really get to them beyond the nagging or the complaining or there's something wrong, if you can get to that, they'll go, oh, they're listening. They hear. They care. They care. And so if you have the intention of really asking, what do you want? I want to help. That it'll be easier instead of going, I want to change you. Do you see the difference there, everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your intention is that you want to help her or whatever. You want to help them. You care that they are frustrated, and you want to help them to feel better. Because, like I said, if the further away we are on the dial, the more resistance we have. The more resistance you have when it keeps going further and further apart, it ends in broken relationships. So we want to try to keep a match, keep closer. We're never a total match, but get closer vibrationally. You might be a match in some areas and some areas not. Is that true, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and
you were like, oh, we're such a match. In other areas, you're like on opposite ends.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
to take the area and listen to this, everyone. It's really important. This is in our own life or with relationship. The area that is the most has the most resistance is the area you should start with.
Okay. Wow.
Because you know why? Because if it's all the way, if they're at 10 and you're at 90, whatever, and you start to work and they start to come up to 30 or 40, every other area in your life, your whole overall vibration will come closer. And I don't know if you remember this, Ray. I said it in one of the classes, is the couple that vibrates together stays together. So does she know that you're doing this work?
She does now, yeah. Doing this work as a comment, I'm not sure about the others, but it tends to bring you a peace, you know, like you're in that vibration and you feel this peace where you try and connect to the higher power and not to the world, if you know what I mean. And that's the thing as well, is that, you know, also my job, I mean, I work training people education wise, and we have sort of difficult clients as well, and you know, and it's sometimes it can become a battle, but once you're in this vibrational bubble, it's a different mindset and the outcome is just totally different. It feels so good because like it just lifts off all that stress. So that's the beauty of this actual kind of work with which I'm actually finding, because day in day out I deal in education. Like I'm actually up to work now, or just close the office door and I'm said I'm on a conference call, and, you know, it just brings you so much peace. And personally, I've actually just tied it in, as you know, with the course in miracles as well. And it all just ties in just beautifully, and it's now just after the last class to date is just keeping that momentum and having to go on and just listening to other people's experiences, like Chelsea's and everybody else's, is just been inspiring.
And love it.
It's been great.
And love
yeah.
it. Well,
thank you
very
much
so much. I'm thrilled that we finally heard your voice on the last call.
Thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate it.
Yes.
So welcome, Ray.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll hear you more. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So who's next? Who has a comment, question, or success they want to share with the group?
This is Connie, and I want to thank Allison for that inspirational. That was just totally inspiring to me. And Max, I have to tell you, thank you so much for, in the last class, talking on the end about and allowing about how important abundance is. And you're not talking necessarily about abundance of money, but abundance of air, abundance of friends, mm-hmm. abundance of time. And when you said that, I thought that there was a ding, ding, ding on time. And then when I was doing a guided meditation, it really hit me as the linchpin for my health and my life, because that has been an issue. I collected philosophies about, you know, time as a child. And I've kind of always had this sense of a lack of time, and that totally and completely transformed. It just, as I said, I think it was a linchpin for my health and my life, and it was just amazing.
I love that. So you discovered a hidden belief.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really kind of gave it to me, and I heard it. It was utterly amazing. But you know, this class has opened. There are so many things. You know, I've always thought every thought is a prayer and seeing, but I thought of it as when I manifest things that I want. You know, those things are miraculous and wonderful. But with this class, I'm realizing I'm manifesting every thought is a prayer. And so, you know, I was going, every thought is a prayer, but I was thinking every positive thought is a prayer, and every answered prayer that brings something I want is what I was thinking, instead of every positive and negative thought is a prayer. So
that's right. Very good. I love that. Because remember when, hold on, Connie, I just want to use this as a teaching point for a second. Do you remember, everyone, I said what's included in your bubble and what's excluded? Do you all remember that?
Yes.
What is excluded? What's excluded?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Pretty much nothing. If you are looking at it in any form, or thinking about it, it's in your bubble on some level. So if you're thinking of money in a negative way, you have negative money in your bubble. If you're thinking of whatever. So pretty much everything is in your bubble on some level. So that's really amazing. So whatever you think is a prayer. Every thought is a prayer. You know, the Course in Miracles, I'll just come back to this, is that the Course in Miracles, he says, every thought is either crucifying or saving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you just really said.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, sorry, I wanted to just use that.
Well I just have one other amazing thing. In the Course in Miracles today, the end of my lesson was about giving a situation, whatever the situation is. And
say that again.
Then in the Course in Miracles today, where I was, the end of the lesson was talking about any situation, give it over to truth. And so I did that for a particular situation. I came in and a friend called, and I shared that with her, and she gave me everything I needed for that particular situation, which was something where some money was taken in a business deal. And she gave me what I needed, and that goes to what you were saying about sharing. because I came in and I had just read that in the course and I just turned it over, and then a friend calls with, you know, the answer, almost.
I love it. I love it. That's exactly what it's about, when you allow it and you turn it over. And you turn it over because everything is ultimately, it's all well-being, it's all love, it's all working for our highest good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that, Connie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
Sure. Who else wants to have a question or a celebration?
I just thought of something else that happened to me, Max. This is Allison.
Sure.
I was at work, and it was a slow moment, and I was reading the Michael Loger book, you know, the Law of Attraction book, the part, you know, about writing down about things that are given to you, being aware of things that are given to you, right? So a customer came in, so I put down the book, and chatting with her, and she bought something, and it was like her change was 25 cents, and she said, keep the change. That was like right after I finished reading that. In the book, it was just like, wow, instant manifestation there, like instantly, like 15 minutes later.
Instantly, yeah. You know, that's a great.
It was just really, my manifestations have been really fast, like really quick like that.
Yeah.
I've been noticing.
Yeah.
Much
say
faster.
Yes. Everyone say yes if you've noticed things coming faster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what happens because, you know what, because we're giving our what? Our attention,
mm-hmm.
energy, and focus to it.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're giving our attention, energy, and focus. And you know what? The other thing about the allowing is, what is, do this 4 weeks, what has gone down? Our, starts with a D.
Doubt.
Our doubt.
Our doubt, yeah.
Our doubt is going down. If our doubt goes down, we can allow it to come in. And that's what's happening. That's why we see it, and it's coming faster. It's
more
really
evidence.
Exciting.
And then it's like a snowball effect because there's more evidence. It gives us, you know, the evidence keeps accumulating. And so the
doubt
just.
And then you just vibe all crazy. What? Amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Allison. I wanted to tell you all, too, Chelsea, today was Chelsea's first day of her job.
So yay!
She's exhausted. She had to put her daughter down. My God, she's my goddaughter. And she sent me a thing saying, say hello to everyone, and that her first day was great. She had a great time. She loves it, but she's exhausted. But she wanted you all to know that.
Wonderful.
Wow.
It was great. And then Dell couldn't be here, too, I wanted to tell you. And Dell also has, she's done some clarity and contrast things, and she's realized that she really, she wants to write a book, and she's starting to write a book.
Wow.
And also starting some other thing, but that in particular, which is pretty great, and I wanted to sort of put that out there. Doing clarity and contrast sheets is really amazing because it does make you go, oh, I want to do this. And you know what? When you do that, then you have you really have inspired action, inspired vision, and you feel like you want to take inspired action to do things. You're not forcing yourself. So she's starting to write a book, which is great. So.
Yeah, it's great.
I know, it's great, isn't it? All right. So who's next and wants to speak? We'll probably go a little bit longer, because I have stuff to tell you later in a little bit. So. Who would like to go next? Question or any kind of comment?
Well, this is Allison again, and I had this kind of revelation or realization, you know, that people say, you know, it's all good. And I even kind of would say that when I'd see contrast. I'd be like, it's all good, but it really hit me this week. That it's good to see the contrast because it's just awareness of what we're putting in our bubble.
So even though it's
a horrible situation, it's like it's great because it makes you aware of what you're thinking.
I had the same realization about 2 months ago. I realized that I say no problem all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I always go, no problem. And I put NP, no problem, NP, and all of a sudden, I've been doing this for so long, and I went, oh my God, I need to say it's all good. All I've been saying is, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good.
That phrase has been coming to my mind all the time now, and I was introduced to it years ago, and I've been, using it more now.
But
everything's all good.
But it makes, it's not just saying it, it really is all good.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're focusing on what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
We're uncovering that layer to seeing that it's all good.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And when we see it, we allow it in our life more. So that's it. Anyone else want to share anything before I give the little kind of wrap up?
I just had an aha. When we say it's all good, that allows more good, obviously. It's so obvious. But every saying it's all good is the surrender and the willingness to allow it to all be good, even though it might appear not.
Might appear because everything else is an illusion on that some level. But just let's just always just come back to some basics. Basics. Remember that law of attraction is checking all the time. It's just checking. It's not trying to say, oh, that's bad, oh, that's good, I don't like it. There's no judgment. It's just checking vibration and matching, checking and matching and checking and matching and checking and matching. So if you're saying all good all the time, you're going to get more. That's just the way it is. So it's the job of law of attraction is to match the vibration. And It's not, this is important because we're saying we're, but because I think you touched on this. It's really important, or maybe Allison, it's not the words, and I covered this before. It's not always the words, it's the feelings behind the words.
Mm-hmm.
Because the feeling behind the word is important, you know what I mean? Because you can say, coming back to that need thing, like, I really want a boyfriend. I really want a boyfriend. I really want a boyfriend. I want that guy. He's really good looking. Why do they get him and I don't? I want him, okay? So, but you could be looking at the same person and go, wow, that's the one I want. He is great. There's other, that's a different feeling and vibration. Get it?
Yes, exactly.
So sometimes you say the same words, but you have a different vibration. So law of attraction is feeling, even though in that first box it says words, before that it's the vibration.
Mm.
And on some level, it's sort of like, what's underneath that? What are underneath those words? Okay? That's why it's important that we know it's all good. And it is all love. And when we're from there, did that bring up anything for anyone else before we start wrapping up? All right, so I really feel like I want you all to see how this all works and hear it and think about these three steps. And, this has been a month out of your life. And if you take it to be so, I really believe that this kind of work, this way, done in this way that Michael has set up, that I've learned, that I can teach to you, is such a powerful method that it literally, there's things that can change your life. This can change your life. This can change your life. And I think people have seen that it's changed their life already. Say yes if you see that.
Yes.
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 There's something beautiful about, on some level, the simplicity of the three-step method. And it's, I encourage you all to now take that and whatever you do, try to incorporate it like we were talking about as a way of being in your life, as a way of being in your life to be aware of your vibrational bubble, be aware of the thoughts that you're thinking and the words that you're saying. And, it's this kind of, it's a priority. It's your priority. Now you know a lot of phrases that we've drilled into your head. You only do matches. Let's all say, I only do matches.
I only do matches.
It's really important. I only do matches. I'm telling you, I work with people, clients, private clients, some of them here on this call. And I'm telling you, that one thing alone is to really know what is your match and to only do your matches and to be very clear. This is your boundary and this is where it is. I have a boundary here and I don't do that. I don't do that match. That's not a match for me. That's really important. Really, that one thing alone can change your life. To say, I'm clear and I'm not thing out. Thing else, or I'm only going to accept. Well, actually, better. It's better to do the opposite. I'm only accept these things. Now, there's practicalities in the world, and sometimes you go, oh, there's 90% match, and you just go, that 10%. Can I? Where is this sitting with me? It doesn't feel so horrible. So okay, but don't start really, really. I tell you that in big with a big cautionary tale of. Do not start to compromise on your matches, because that is what we're used to doing all the time, is compromising on our matches. And I don't want to, you know, make this a thing about male and female, but for females in general, our society is set up so that they have to compromise their match much more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes if you agree with that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Men have it easier, Ray. You and I have it a little easier. We just do. It's a little easier us to say that's what we're doing and that's what we're not. Women, it's a little harder. So it's more important for you to go to be more clear.
Mm-hmm.
So say yes if you will make a commitment to being more clear.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. It's gonna really move you forward in a way that is gonna bring more joy to your life. And then, you know, so you're clear. And then you have your matches. You're only going to do your matches. And you're also, the other part I really want to, that I see in this process that really changes people is the talking about and celebrating the match. Celebrating the match. You know the people in your life that are always going, wow, I met this really great guy. Oh, it was such an interesting day I had the other day. You know those people? Those people tend to attract and have a more peaceful, loving, great life. And it's because they're celebrating matches. They're not even aware of it, but they're accentuating the positive. They're going, oh, my God, I saw this guy the other day, and he could be my husband. And he does. They don't say, oh, and I didn't get him. They just go, wow, that's cool. If you can celebrate the matches more, and even internally, boy, that will shift you. Because then, if you celebrate the matches, what is the D word that goes down?
Doubt.
And when the doubt goes down, you can allow your well-being, and it just flows from there. So my wish and my prayer for all of you is that you do that. And I want to let you know that I'm really thankful that all of you are on this call and in this class, because I've learned so much from you through your questions and emails and your comments, and I'm so appreciative for all of your honesty here. And hopefully we've set up a nice space and safe for people to express. Now I want to let you know that I'm going to do this same class. This same class I'm going to do again starting on March 15th, okay? So on March 8th, I'm going to have the intro preview call just like you did. So this is just going to be sort of regular. May.
So what happens to these recordings? Do we need to download them now?
I'm going to tell you that they're going to be available. That whole recording page is going to be there for a month more. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Download them now if you want to. There is on that, I'm going to, well, actually tonight, I think I've set it all up. I wrote it, and I think at 10 o'clock tonight, in about an hour, you're going to get an email that's going to have a link to that recording page. I would appreciate, because I'm developing this and all of my classes, I give surveys to. It's about 8 questions. Most of them are just tick off. They'll take you maybe five minutes to do it, maybe. There's going to be a survey on that. So I would really appreciate it if you could do that for me. Now, I want to tell you that I'm starting this thing called the Vibe Club. Vibe Club. Because it's all about vibes. It's all about vibes. And I think that this forum like this is really important to come back to, you know, once a month. So I'm doing this Vibe Club, which is going to be once a month, this kind of a call, where I'll cover, it's going to be a live call, I will cover some aspect of Law of Attraction, and then it will be, you will be able to ask your questions or celebrate your matches or your challenges or whatever in a community of other people to support you. If you don't find a community somewhere else, I would really love for you to join us in the community, the Vibe Club. Now, that is, I'm going, you all, in the next class, you all can join for $99 for the whole year. It's one call a month, so that would be, and actually you get an extra one, so it's 13 calls for $99.
Wow.
After June 5th, it's going to be $179, or it's going to be $14 a month. So all of this is going to be in the email for you, so you can ask questions now. But it's going to be $179 or $14.91 a month after June 5th, okay? And so I'll do this kind of call. You'll also get other recordings that I do. So you'll sort of be in a little club, the Vibe Club. It'll be fun. And I'm also going to set up a Vibe Club Facebook page so that we can communicate there, because it's all about keeping the vibes up. And when you're with people that are following this work, it's good to stay with them. So,
yep.
So that's that. The other thing I have set up too, if you're interested, is if you're somebody that wants to keep doing this work and do it a little bit more intensely, is I've set up a 4-week private coaching with me. 4 weeks of private coaching with me. It goes along the lines of the Law of Attraction, exactly what you know, but you get all this individualized, detailed work. So that's a lot of fun. Some people here coached with me privately, and we just have a great time. So if you want to do that, that's another option too. Okay? So before, any questions about that?
I have another question. Not
sure.
About that. I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm
sure.
Thrilled. I'm thrilled you're doing that, and that is just, that's wonderful. I love it.
Sure.
But a follow-up to Ray's question, actually, when he asked that, I was thinking, it seems in your radio blog or in the course, a course call, or maybe even these manifestation calls, you gave us a really cool way to maintain the integrity of our bubble, or to not be a sponge around people whose vibration doesn't match us. Do you remember? It was a really cool. I think I even shared it with someone. They said that was way cool, and I can't remember what it was now.
Do you mean, was it more like the energy where you put yourself inside of something in your mind?
No, you don't. It's where you don't let someone else's negative energy bring you down. You told us how to protect ourselves from that. I love the reset button, but that works a lot. But with particularly really seriously negative people, sometimes they're, you know, you can hardly get a word in. I know I loved you said tonight, give you 1 minute to melt down and then we'll have to go up from there or something. You know, you said you have 3 minutes or something. But there
yeah.
was some kind of technique that you shared, and I can't remember what it was.
I am not sure.
I was hoping you would remember. Sorry.
You know what? It's so funny. It's like I have, you know, there's so many things that come out of my mouth I just don't remember. I'm sure I know what it is, but I can't think off the top of my head what it is.
Maybe after you sleep on it, you will.
Maybe. Or maybe it's in another call. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure, Connie. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
It is it's really important to me. It's important that we go to another person's, you know, I'm sure it was in the time that we talked about the resistance and the different radio dials. It probably must have been on that day, right?
Well, I don't even know if it was in the manifestation calls. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Okay.
It might have been in a radio program, or it might have been in a course call. I don't remember where it was. I just remember it was way cool.
Oh, boy. I talk so much, and there's so much going on, I don't know. I didn't know what I said. if I can think of it, I will tell you.
Okay.
Great. Someone
Max,
else was going to say something? Yes?
Hi, Max. Yeah. The course you've got on creating money, meaning, and magic, is that similar to the law of attraction course, or is it something different?
That is a course I did about 3 years ago, and it's much more metaphysical, and it's about money archetypes, and it's about visualization. It's much more about the manifestation process and about your relationship with money. Whereas, you know, I don't know if you all have realized, but we haven't talked a lot about money on these calls. But that one talks a lot about money, a lot about money. So that one is, you know, it's three calls, and it gives you evidence of abundance, evidence of joy kind of exercises. There's a couple of visualizations that I take the class through. But they're three-hour-long classes. So.
Max,
and I think
I just have to say about that money, magic, and meaning class, since that was the first thing I did with you. It really connects and coordinates with all of the other work, almost in a way that it's a nice introduction to what you say about how before there are the words, there's the perception.
Uh-huh.
And the money, magic, and meaning helps you get to that perception that is influencing the words you've chosen, which starts the thoughts, which go to the thoughts. So I think that money, magic, and meaning is a great introduction to how are you going to, what's in your perception now that you may not be aware of that is muddying up your bubble.
Mm. Very well put. And you can hear Tricia on that call. I might even sort of resurrect that and do it as a live soon, but I'm not sure yet. But I think you'll get a lot out of it, actually, Ray.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. That's great.
Good. So we're gonna wrap up unless someone else has something that they want to share with the group. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, before we go, I would like everyone here, even someone that hasn't said any, people that haven't said anything, I would like us to close this circle and close this time with a word or a sentence or a little phrase as we go around and say something about this 4 weeks. You can say something you will do differently, something you take away from it, just any kind of impression. And I would really encourage everyone that's listening right now to say something. And I have your names. So let's go around. And you know what? I will start. So in this sacred circle that we've created, I will say, I take away the remembrance of joy. That's what I will take away.
Aww.
Who would like to go next?
This is Ruchi.
Hey, Ruchi.
Hi, Max. I would like to say that I'm always going towards something.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
This is Connie, and I'm taking away a wonderful new lifestyle of mastering the art of manifestation, master creator.
Beautiful.
This is Ray. Well, I think what I've taken away is that the secret to peace is the forgiveness and the vibrational bubble.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is Allison.
Yeah.
And I feel really appreciative of this course, and it's weird. I just have this shift from this course that I'm just really appreciating my life and like everything in my bubble, positive or negative. The whole understanding of, I have a deeper understanding and appreciation of what the law of attraction is and the universe and everything. So, thank you.
Thank you, Allison.
This is Tricia, and I just want to be very specific here as I'm expressing my next desire about focusing my energy and attention on my ideal apartment, and I'm so grateful to know that the law of attraction is unfolding this for me right now.
Amen. Yes. If there is anything you need at all, please email me and let me know. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Max. Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you all soon, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.